hello. Welcome to She Podcasts. I am your co-host, Jessica Kupferman, and with me, as always, the cantankerous Elsie Escobar. And our lovely, peaceful, calm, zen producer, John Domingo.
I think he is zen
based on like us, right? Like he
compared to us today.
Compared to us today, yes, yes.
I'm saying, okay, so we're already midway through a conversation as we start this show, and I just want to help you, the listener, pick up on where we are. So Elsie was complaining that she wishes she could do her job, which, by the way, is labeled social media community manager.
No, dude, I'm a community manager. I have to there's a removal of the social
community
media.
Manager.
I'm the community manager.
Fine, fine. She wishes she could be community manager without having to use social media, which, by the way, if anyone else is listening and can remember, the only reason this job exists is because of social media. There were no community managers before Facebook and Twitter and all the other things. There was just communications. That's it.
I challenge that because communities are way beyond social, but that's
maybe
a different conversation. That's
now,
a different conversation.
But they certainly weren't, because back then it was all about just getting letters.
No. I challenge that, especially from folks who have been community managers for a long time. I'm shouting you out, folks out there who have been community managers before social was part of the sphere. And I promise you that there are folks that do this.
What was there to manage?
Communities. There's community.
Where? What?
All kinds of different communities. And like, listen, you can go look, you can search for community manager and you will see what those things are. It's way beyond social media. Social media is a completely different thing.
I worked in Subaru corporate headquarters and they had PR and communications and they had community outreach, which is different because we were in Philly. So they only sponsored and participated in Philly events. She wasn't managing people and their opinions about the company or their customer service or anything like that. It was all about like, what can we sponsor that makes us look cool? That's it. So fine. If you want to call that community manager, fine. Your job, on the other hand, is completely and totally based on social media.
Yes, it absolutely started because of that. Yes. I understand. No, but see, but here's the thing. There's a difference between your job, and I feel there should be a difference between your job and yourself, myself, just me, versus my job.
Your job?
Which is for a company. So I don't mind that aspect of it. In fact, it actually is, for me, it feels more freeing at times because you're speaking as something bigger than yourself or something outside of yourself. It's not you. It's not I'm doing this or I think this. It's more the company. To me, it's fine.
Aren't you playing a role? You're playing the role of...
Exactly, which is one of the reasons why I think acting for me was so... And I think that John actually just nailed this too, is one of the reasons acting started to feel so great for me. I never had to be myself. I was putting on a role. So I was able to get inside of other people's voice or like their bot, like all of it. Like I really felt comfortable being somebody else, but it wasn't me. I was taking on a role of whatever that thing was. And so I feel fine doing a role behind the scenes, but not being just me. And so I have a resistance to that. Like now it's a pressure thing instead of a choice that I'm making. It feels like I have to be me, meaning like I have to show up. I have to share these things. Me, Elsie, not the company, not She Podcast, not Libsyn, not whatever other company I decide to work for in the future. But Elsie has to go and do this now. I have to do it. And I don't want that. I want to do it when I want to. I don't want to feel the pressure of it. That's it.
Well, then Elsie, okay. Then first of all, don't involve yourself in any projects if you don't want the responsibility of promoting them. She Podcast, which is anything you're doing. Like, that's the rule. If you're going to involve yourself in projects, right, then you're obligated to tell people about it. Secondly, totally, I don't think you would have this much of a problem if it was like a commodity. But the fact is that everyone is on social media and therefore you hate it.
Yes. This is it. I don't know why.
This is the part that I would like to dive into, because it's only a problem if everyone you know is doing it.
Yes,
as soon as
it
something
is
a commodity. You want to fucking, you just said before we started, I just want to live on Discord, which nobody fucking uses or cares about unless you're like 18 and playing video games.
No, that is not true. And mind
it is.
You, listen,
I know Discord.
I absolutely agree, because if at the minute, okay, so let me give you an example of me trying to do something with other people that other people are doing. Let me just give you an example of what I attempted to do in social and how I realized how it makes me just not want to do it, and I should just not do it. Okay, so I was on Twitter, and there's a thing everybody's doing right now on Twitter called Tweet 100. It's like, it's sort of like a grow your audience kind of thing. You use the hashtag, you tweet 100 tweets out for 100 days. And there's a lot of, at first I saw it and I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. The guy who put it together has done this really cool thing. Like, it just seems like it was something that I could do, and I wanted to do it because I wanted to be consistent on something. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. It feels okay to be able to tweet 100 times in a row, and it's doable. And I want to participate. I want to do it. And so I signed up for this thing. It's free, right? It's just like, I just saw the hashtag and I started following it through. And then people started to ask, like, what is this Tweet 100 thing? And then all of a sudden, everybody was doing the Tweet 100 thing. And the minute I found out everybody was doing the Tweet 100 thing, I broke up with it. Like, I'm like, screw that. I don't want to be part of that.
So the question remains, and I'll just put it as simply as I can.
Yes.
What the fuck is your problem?
I don't know.
Like, your life is, like, life does not have to be this hard. Just because everyone likes something doesn't mean you have to throw it away. In fact, there are many times where the crowd, you know, a crowd frenzy is not a good thing. Just off the top of my head, the Nazi party.
Right.
But other than that, oftentimes when lots of people like something, it's because it's neat. It's a neat thing to do. So why do you have such an aversion to it? And, like,
I don't know.
As I was saying, can't you just get on the horse and ride with the other cowboys? Like, why do you have to go in a different direction with a different color horse and not the same pants and not the same hat and eating something different? Like, why does it always have to be something different? It's not a value difference. Individualism is a value, but difference in itself is not. It's just different.
It is totally different, and I find joy in it. Can I show you something?
No,
so this is another.
No, kidding.
Let me show you another different thing that I just did, and you're gonna. And this is
I don't know how many examples we need of how different you are.
Okay, so no, but let me show you. Okay,
because I can already
look at my
them
click.
Off.
Can you see that? By the way, the link.
I can't read it.
You can't read it.
Emojis.
It's emoji. It has a little heart, and it has a little microphone, a little heart, and a little headphones. And it's like dot yat, W-A-T. Mm-hmm. I love this thing. So I own
this. Okay, but
that's
something that's neat.
I own this. So it's called a yat, Y-A-T. And then you literally can buy these for yourself. And yet they're ranked on how cool they are. And they're made from emojis. And so they're made to either like, I don't know, like something to send people to, like it's your own private, like your own really cool URL. And like, I just was like, that is the coolest thing ever. And nobody has it. And that's why I did it, because I don't want a tree, like a link tree or a, you know what I mean? Everybody
right,
use
you,
that.
You take
like,
that
I want
back.
Something different.
Okay. What would happen if you just enjoyed social media with the rest of the people? What would happen if you just like drop this whole social media is terrible and be grateful that it gives you a job and people to talk to and something to do? You know what would happen? Your life would be easier.
Why?
But no, that can't happen.
Why?
Your life would be easier because
why
it would
is
be
it easier?
Full- because you're just accepting life the way it is without having to struggle all the time.
I'm not struggling. I'm just saying it's No, because the more you use it, the more people expect you to. Like, the more expectations are around
that. What is wrong with that? You are in control of your own usage. It doesn't matter what other people expect. Screw them. It's about you.
That's a different thing, though. It's like...
No, it's not. It's about you. You're in control of your technology.
No, but you're not. But that's what I'm telling you right now. It's like... There is a difference in people's brains and the way that they approach stuff. And as you know, like, I've been really taking a look at what's going on in my own head. And without having a proper ADHD diagnosis, I do realize that I'm triggered by certain things. And now a lot of things are making sense. And so it's kind of like saying to somebody whose brain doesn't work the way that everybody's brain works to just stop and you're in charge of that. You know what? You know you can't. There are some things you just cannot do. And for me, social media is an obsessive thing that happens that I can't. It's a compulsive thing that happens to me whenever I see a notification. It's really, really tough for me to not engage with it.
Can't you just turn off the notifications?
No, you don't just do that, Jess. That's what I'm telling you. Like, there's, because it's sort of like this. I mean, obviously not like this, but I have to work in social, which is fine. Working in social is different than me being in social, right? So working in social, you're in there and I'm doing my work. But the unfortunate thing is that whenever you work in social, you kind of have to go into these places as the company, but because you personally are on it, you also see all the rest of the people talking and doing things that are in your own personal thing.
Some people make a separate account.
No, because it all shows up in the same place. Like, you can't not do that. Like, there's a split, but now I don't know if you've noticed now with Facebook Creator. So Creator Studio is really cool. They've done a really good job. Like, yes. Facebook has done a great job. But everything is in one place. Like, you have, like, there's, like, my Facebook page. There's a She Podcast Facebook page. There's a Libsyn Facebook page. And they're all in there. And you can see all the things. And it's all separate. They're trying to spread all that stuff out, which is great. But it's still all in there. Mm-hmm. And you can't stop one thing from another thing. And then there's the notifications, which is like, if I say, yes, I want to be, you know, told whenever somebody tags me in a specific thing, then it kind of goes into the place where I'm getting notifications every time She Podcasts is tagged. Mm-hmm. And whenever She Podcasts is tagged, or like somebody responded to your photo. That's what it says. Somebody responded to your photo. What photo? What photo? What's the photo? Oh, She Podcast posted the photo. Okay. So then it's like this constant notification about all of these other different things. And then it doesn't tell you it responded to the one thing. It just says your photo. Somebody responded to your photo. So now you have to do the extra thing of having to look and go, what photo? From what account? What day? And then having to discern, does that actually matter? Should I pay attention to that? And if I say, don't notify me, then I actually miss when somebody needs to actually tell me something that's really important that I need to go respond to. So it's a whole...
You make it sound like people are coming to the door, knocking on your door, making you get out of your chair. Like, you make it sound like this huge hassle. But
yes,
really...
because it's like you hear a knock. All day long. Knock, 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 knock. And then you're like, oh, that's for the neighbor. Oh, that's for the other.
And I just ignore it.
No, because you can't, because you're sitting. Oh, okay. And then you have that. You ignore it. And then what happens when somebody needed to come in and actually change the electric because you're not going to have any heat for the wintertime? And that was the last time you could do it. And you missed it because you thought it was for the neighbor. It's the same trigger for all the things. So you can't really ignore it. And then, okay, and then there's this aspect of it.
You've not convinced me.
I've not convinced you. So there's the other aspect of it, which is let's say I just post something specific that is really important for She Podcast Live or for some kind of initiative that I'm putting out there that is like super important for me to go and do the thing. all of these algorithms are set up with, you know, obviously likes and comments are important, but also one of the ways in which you bring up that algorithm is by you liking and responding to comments. That's part of the algorithm of bringing it up. So in order to do that, you have to go in there and engage and do all these things as well. Mind you, that's also a nice thing to do, and it's something I would naturally do. But you also have like this extra layer of things where it's like, oh, I gotta go like it. I gotta go comment. I gotta go do the thing. Because if you leave it alone, that's not social. It's more like being in a, like you just like screaming out into the void, right?
I mean, yes and no. I don't think you have to comment and like every single thing. I mean, and it might just be that we're in different situations because I have full control over how much I get to engage and not engage. And you feel like you have to be on there and you have to engage with everyone in your community. And that's probably exhausting. It's probably just as emotionally exhausting as seeing them in a booth. So I understand that part. It's the whole like, I don't want to be on Clubhouse because everyone likes it. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
It's just the whole, everyone likes this thing, so therefore I can't like it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like your life would be so much easier if you would just fucking get on board with the rest of the world.
I just don't like it, but it's kind of lame. I just don't want to get on board with everybody else's stuff. Like, I like to do things like slightly different. I don't like the most amount of people. I like
not slightly different. You have to go in an opposite direction to make people be like, what the fuck? It's not slightly different. These glasses are slightly different, okay?
So I think I might have chosen like what my pajama outfit is going to be for a pajama party for She Podcast Live. And thank you, Kelly, for loving me. Thank you very much. I picked it. And then so I texted Holly and I was like, hey, Holly, is this okay? Or is this like, because it's sweatpants and a sweatshirt kind of thing.
I can only imagine. I cannot wait to hear what Holly said.
Hold on. I have the response right here. I got it off the phone. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not it. Okay. I was like, how did you get that? How did she?
Holly was probably a lot meaner.
Talk about on the show.
A lot calmer and a lot meaner.
Wait. So I sent her the thing and then she... And I said, I literally said, you know, can't sweatpants and sweatshirts count as PJs for a PJ party? And so I just said, I sleep in this kind of stuff is what I told her.
And she said.
And I said, is it a hard no? And she said, no, that's totally pajamas.
What?
Hold on.
Wait for it.
Okay.
For a 6-year-old, but it's pajamas. So I was like. So then I was like, well, okay, maybe. And then for a second, I was like, you know, maybe I should go for whatever the thing. And I'm sitting there looking at those things and I was like, but this is what I wear. Like all of a sudden I'm like, that's what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear that. Cause now the more I thought about it, the more I was like, fuck that. I'm going to wear 6-year-old pajamas.
Okay.
And it's like, and that's or sweat because I wanted to wear it.
But why can't you just wear pretty pajamas? Why?
Because I'm never going to wear. That's going to be wasted money.
But there are sweat type pajamas that are just not actual sweats. Like you can go to Athleta. You can go to Soma. You can go to.
I don't like any of those things.
Mod Cloth. You haven't even looked at those things.
I have.
Yeah,
I've been searching. I've been searching. I've been searching. I've been searching. And I haven't found anything that I really like. Enough to spend money on it.
Can you just type in cool pajamas and see what comes up?
But then it's going to be cool pajamas that other people don't like.
What about Mod Cloth? They have everything cool.
They do, but I'm not sure that I... Like, the thing is, I'm super picky about it. Because you know what I don't want? I don't want pajamas with buttons on the top. I don't want that.
Fine.
I don't like to wear those.
Okay.
I'm not going to wear them.
Great.
This isn't true. You're not picky about pajamas. You wear sweatpants and sweatshirts.
Yes, exactly. But she's saying if I have to pick actual pajamas, I'm going to be a pain in the dick about it. That's what you're saying.
True.
I am saying, yeah, because I don't wear, like, what was I wearing with my pajamas today?
It is about being comfortable, but she will be equally as comfortable in something pajama-y as she will sweatpants. I have 1,000 pairs of pajama pants that are equally as comfortable, if not more comfortable, than sweatpants. period. It's out there, especially in her size.
And here's the other thing. It's someone told Elsie no, and she doesn't like that.
I don't like it.
I know.
I don't like it.
I don't, dude. Listen, I'm going to show you my pajamas and wear like the things that I want to buy. And then, and I've already shown you.
Everyday sleepwear is what you want to look
for. No, I don't want. So I will show you the pajamas that I want.
Give her advice without her arguing with me.
I know. Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to.
What about Old Navy?
These are the pajamas I want. This is what I want.
They're perfect. That is you.
Well, okay, see?
Except for the cuffs and the elastic waist. I mean,
where's the cuff? Oh,
wait. What do you mean the cuff?
I mean, Elsie, that is probably the least. Don't forget, you're having your picture taken.
And I this is me.
It is her. Oscar the Grouch. Come on. That is her.
Because Holly said for a six-year-old.
I'm surprised she didn't say over my dead, writhing body.
Well, she's not the boss.
She has said that to me before.
Listen, people, we're going to have a poll. Because this is a weird week when it starts with a great DJ.
Listen, I don't care what you sleep in all of the time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what's comfortable for you, blah, blah, blah. I can tell you that I've taken Holly's advice and thrown out most of the sweatpant, t-shirt, pajamas and bought similar but lighter fabriced items that are, you know, floral or have unicorns or fucking stars or whatever.
It's so.
But they're just a lighter fabric so that you don't sweat in the. So you don't sweat in the middle of the night.
I mean, I'm not a sweater.
Also, I mean, mine are still baggy, but like, why couldn't you just get like a, you don't want the button down.
I don't want a button down. I love pajama pants. Yes. Anyway, you can take it off there. It's me. I'm doing
it's
it.
You. It's Sorry. Always you.
Sorry.
It's just a little nicer when you're almost 50 to wear adult pajamas. It's just a little nice. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with what you're doing. I'm saying I took her advice. I got one pair and it's nice. So I bought another pair and it's nice. It's nice not to wear like mic dropper across your boobs and a pair of ripped ass sweatpants.
Carrie is wearing baby Yoda pajamas and Bonnie, I disagree with you.
She's correct. Just no, try it someone else's way one fucking time.
I'm going to keep looking, but by this end, I'm going to end up with Target pajamas because I'm
That's
not listening.
That's fine, but you know what? I'm going to send you some cute ones. What's your size? 00? I'll send you some, okay? I'll send you some that I think are cute, and you can tell me what you think. All right, moving on from pajamas because, wow, ridiculous.
You think this is about pajamas. It's not. It's about.
It's not. It's about conformity.
Yeah, she doesn't like to be told what to do. And as soon as someone tells her no, she doubles down. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. In all honesty, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have convinced myself not to get the Oscar pajamas. But if somebody says like, oh my God, no, then I'm like, why?
If I find them hideously ugly and tell you I don't want to stand next to you wearing them, I think you'll keep looking.
I don't know.
They're terrible. I don't want to stand there in like whatever the fuck I drum up for pajamas and have you wearing an Oscar the Grouch sweatshirt in pea soup green. Like it can't even be Kelly green. It's got to be the ugliest Grouch green that there could ever be. Not mint, not lime, barf green.
Also, isn't it going to be dark? You can't even see the colors.
I mean, not the whole time. There's a show. We'll introduce the show. We'll have to be on stage still a little bit, I think. It's our show.
In pajamas?
Yes, in pajamas. Ugh.
You guys should have a catwalk, and as people come in, they do the catwalk down.
Maybe I should have a baby doll.
You know what? Fuck it. What? I'm just going to buy them and send them to your house.
No, don't. I'm not going to wear slippers. The pajamas.
With slippers. Because I can only imagine what bullshit you're going to come up with for slippers. Some fucking crazy ass.
I already have my slippers. It's going to be those big, Whoa.
Up to your knee.
Up to my knee. Yes. I know it. My boots.
All right. I like those. Those are cute. The mucklucks.
Yeah, the mukluks. I have some gray ones or some like light colored ones. I'm not sure which ones I'm going to get. Depends on the pajamas. Listen, I've been looking around and I just gave up because I thought,
well,
oh my
I'll
God.
I'll find you something.
But it has to be like extra.
Don't even start.
It has to be extra.
Yeah. Yes. It's not. I can, listen, look at me. I can find you something extra. Look at me. What part of what you see is not extra? Is it the purple curtains or the pink glittery glasses? What about me is not extra in this square box right here?
But I'm just saying, she goes from Oscar the Grouch, basically, to baby doll, pajamas with knee-high boots.
Yes.
Every time I've picked you out something, you've always liked it. Is that correct or incorrect?
You have done. Yes, you have.
Thank you. That's all you needed to say. You
picked up some cute stuff. You have. I mean, you know, mind you, the green Uggs. Hello. They could have matched perfectly to this.
They would.
So, yes, I do have some things that you have given me that totally fit my self. And the thing is, I also needed to have something warm because I had a feeling that we're going to be stuck in the air conditioner and I'm going to be like cold. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, but I also thought, what if for whatever reason we get active and then I get hot? So I needed to have something on the, like to take off, like a sweatshirt.
What about a house coat?
A house coat? I don't even know.
Okay.
I love the idea of a house coat, actually. No. It's hilarious.
I don't even know what a house coat is, but it sounds like awful.
I don't know what it is, but no. That's perfect. That's a perfect LCD. I have no idea what a house coat is, but no.
That's right. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. I don't know what it is, but also no. Like, how much FU can a person take? I need to know. I found some cute stuff. Hold on, Elsie. Let me just share my screen.
Oh,
sorry
my
for
God.
Those of you who are listening. I just want to share.
Yeah. Mind you, anybody who's in the chat and you have your PJs, you're welcome to share the PJs.
All right.
Okay. Those are cute.
Giraffes. Not these. These are cute, but with pants. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish are cute.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm cool with those.
What about these? That's a cool pattern. If I can
don't
find
even know.
It in like
I don't
a sleep
want
shirt.
That. I,
no,
not
I know.
That. I won't
understand.
Ever wear that.
What about this? Same pattern.
Well, see, I like that, but I also need like
that's
a sweatshirt and pants.
Okay.
I'm not going to be wearing little shorts and a little
I know,
tank top.
But you can get the same pattern with different like style.
That.
What?
Yeah, this.
That one.
She wants
with the,
it's
see
Hello
how huge
Kitty.
It is and and covers you all up.
Yeah, I see how huge it is and how it covers you all up. I'm telling you, you did not look. I told you, ModCloth, this is the only thing that I pulled up for. Like, look at that. It's just, I know you don't want the buttons, right? You don't want
no
this
buttons.
Look.
No buttons. I don't like it.
But I, okay, there's a, hold on, sleep shirt. Oh, wait, the robe.
Yeah, where's show her a robe. Show her what a robe
I like
looks
the
like.
One with, look at the one with the, all those eyes.
You like the eyes? I wasn't sure. That's more of a Halloween look, but it is fun.
No, I would not get that. I'm just saying, look at those eyes. That's like kind of funky and
that's
weird.
That's exactly what I would send you,
yes,
by the
but
way.
But also, I don't want buttons. And I want
okay,
a sweatshirt
no buttons.
Or something
oh
warm to put on top.
Okay, done. Now look at that.
But I don't want...
This is the sleep shirt. I know you don't want that, but that pattern is amazing.
It's too big.
Okay, I know, because it's a sleep shirt, but that pattern's
no,
amazing.
No, the pattern is too big.
What?
If it could be a pattern of something
you like smaller patterns
other than flowers, I'd do it.
Okay, so like you did like the jellyfish, though?
I like the jellyfish. Those were okay. cute. Because
all
it
right,
was
I'm
like,
going to find you
neat. Jellyfish. Jellyfish.
I'll find you some links. And then
also,
I
like those pants with the furry things, like the things on the
that.
Bottom.
I like that too. I thought those were cool too.
Listen, my friends, all I can tell you is that it's very challenging to deal with me. I think my mom can agree. She hasn't been around because she's been traveling and now my dad hurt his foot.
And you two are the opposite. In other words, you're that person that doesn't want to conform. And Jess is like, oh, just do what they tell you.
Yeah. But she does some of that stuff on her own.
Yes, Mrs. Roper. Yes, Mrs. Roper style, but modern. Okay.
Modern. Okay.
All right, do we have anything to discuss today? Okay.
Yeah, well, we were talking about, we have to talk about Amazon Music.
Yes. So Amazon Music, let's talk about that.
Let me just share with you, there's a show that it's a Wondery show, and it's called Even the Rich. I don't know if anybody has heard of this show yet, but this is why we're telling you about it, because mm-hmm. Even the Rich, mm-hmm. There's co-host Brooke and Arisha, and they essentially pull back the curtain and chat about someone else's craziness for a change. Mind you, my goal in life is to have them write about us, okay? Have an entire season about Jessica and Elsie, mm-hmm. but that's in the future, but that would be great. So, because the stories that they're telling, so right now they're doing Mariah Carey, right? That's who they're focusing on for these episodes coming up. And it's like, okay, so it's sort of like reality TV-ish, but no, because it's a documentary. And so it's a documentary talking about Mariah Carey, but kind of in a gossipy kind of way, but it's super serious.
Serious about Mariah Carey? It's not like Glitter, is it?
No, dude. It's like the whole story. It's like a documentary. Like right now.
About her.
Like
they were talking really about. Interesting.
Like when she was, like, I mean, they're going back, like when she was in kindergarten and all this kind of, like, they're going back. But anyway, so they're going to tell the story of Mariah Carey, but it's with an element of gossip and talking about, anyway, it's really great and really well done. So high audio quality, wonderful storytelling. They're super awesome. So I just got all sucked in into listening to the story about Mariah Carey because I don't really know. We kind of grew up together, Mariah Carey and I. Meaning, not that I knew her. Not that I knew her. I'm just saying.
I was like, did you though?
No, no.
I'm not sure about that.
Aren't we peers? How old is she anyway? How old is Mariah Carey?
Mariah.
Let's see how Mariah
is Carey. Exactly.
Old. Let me see.
Age.
Mariah is.
Does she reveal it? Because that's interesting.
It's not Mariah. 1970. So she's like a little older. She's like a couple years older than I am. That's what I'm saying.
2 years older. So she's 51, 52.
Yeah. So it's like we're peers. We would have gone to high school together. Like
yes.
She would have been a senior. I would have been a sophomore.
True.
So I feel like I've watched her grow. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying, that we kind of grew up together. So it's neat to go back. And at that time, she was just too cool for me to hang out with when she was a senior and I was a sophomore. So this is a great thing for us to do. That said, there's going to be a link in the show notes for y'all to check out this specific show, which mm-hmm. I promise you, you're going to love, Even the Rich, mm-hmm. that's what it's called. And you can subscribe to it for sure in Amazon Music, which is a lovely listening experience, as well mm-hmm. as, you know, Apple Podcast and all of that, all the things like that. And anyway, anything else you would like to add, Jessica?
No, I think you covered it perfectly. I think I'm excited that they're promoting this show because I think it's really interesting. I think Wondery has very cool shows.
They have very cool shows, and this is a really neato take on all of this stuff. And by the way, just in case you have not gotten your podcast in Amazon Music, you really need to go over to podcasters.amazon.com and you will get all of the information that you need to submit your show. Make sure you're in there. You need to be there. The end.
Mm-hmm. The end.
The end. End
scene. The end.
Is that where all the cool people were putting their podcast?
Oh, my God. No. Okay. So what do we have to talk about? Oh, well, see, now staying on that conversation around what we were doing, why don't we give a talk about She Podcast Live? Because we were awfully talking very deeply about pajamas. And most people indeed. Are going, why are you talking about pajamas when this is a show about podcasting? So can we enlighten them a little bit about why pajamas are such a huge conversation right now for podcasting? Particularly for She Podcasts.
Yes. So the Friday night presentation at She Podcast Live is going to be slumber party themed. So wear your pajamas and your slippers. And we're going to have a presentation by a show called Sleepover Cinema. Sleepover Cinema is in the network of Evergreen Podcasts, and they are going to be covering Hocus Pocus for the Halloween, you know, not theme, but, you know, it's getting close to Halloween by the time we'll have our event. So they're going to cover Hocus, but basically Sleepover Cinema talks about the movies that we used to watch at slumber parties. So they're going to be covering that. And then after that, we're going to have, I don't want to say ghost stories, but scary stories with the podcast Fruit Loops, which is an Arizona-based podcast that talks about serial killers of color. So we're going to have sleepover snacks, sleepover, you know, pillows and blankies, I think, or maybe some beanbag chairs. And we're going to have our pajamas on. It's going to be really fun, you know, safely spaced, of course. But yeah, it's supposed to be really, it's going to be really fun. I'm super excited. So you got to wear your best jam jams. Also, I just wanted to have one party where I didn't have to wear fancy footwear. So I remember last time at the event, we were like, why aren't we just wearing slippers? I think I'm going to have a slippers only policy. Well, I can't do that because I don't want to tell everybody else what to do, but I can have a slippers only pajama night. And that's what we're going for. So should be really fun. Also, you should know that tickets are getting close to selling out, but you can still buy virtual if you want. And we are still working on a virtual option that's going to be interactive. First of all, our app and Whova is always very, very interactive. So if you just want to network with other podcasters in a fun environment, that is the way to do it. But also, we'd still love to see you there. And we're going to have everyone either upload or show proof of vaccination when they register or a negative COVID test, you know, proof that they've had a negative COVID test in the last 72 hours, or we will have rapid COVID tests there. If you forget or don't have both of those things, you can just take a 15-minute test, show us, you know, that you're healthy and you're not contagious. And then, and then everyone will hopefully feel a little safer knowing that everyone that we're interacting with is, you know, safely, like I said, either vaccinated or, you know, or tested right then. Somebody has asked me if I would test everyone as they come through the door. And I don't know what to say about that because it's a 15-minute test. And if I have 10 people in line, like, I just don't know where everyone would go and keep track of their, you know, like there's a, if you've never taken a rapid test before that you get at the CVS or Walgreens, like there's some learning, you know, there's some learning curve there as to how you got to stick it up your own nose. And like there's, it's just, it would take a very long time. So maybe we could give a rapid test away with the hotel room key. That could be an idea. I just have them come down with it. I don't know. I'll talk to Jen about it. It's not a terrible idea, but if you're, but listen, you should also remember that if you're vaccinated, yes, you can be contagious for a short amount of time if you have, you know, if someone around you has gotten COVID, but the chances of that are very, very low. And the reason I know this is because the whole reason we're doing this event and aren't able to, you know, postpone it is because there are no travel bans within the U.S. And the reason why is because they consider it to be relatively safe to travel. So I've done it twice. I've been to two different conferences. I just came home from Dragon Con, which was 20,000 people in Atlanta, Georgia. Every single person was wearing a mask. They wouldn't let you in the building without. I wish I could say that we could definitely do that in Scottsdale, but I don't know for sure. But if we can do it, we will do it. Just in Arizona is a little bit trickier as far as mask mandates, but that doesn't mean we don't strongly suggest and prefer that you wear one while indoors. So the only other thing I was going to say is, you know, we want it to be safe. We want it to be fun, but we also want to see you. And like, I will say that there's something special about, I mean, I've always said this, right? But there is something special about being in person with someone that uplifts you and inspires you and makes you feel less alone. And I mean, regardless of who you spent the quarantine with, like we all really, really need that. And if you can do it in a safe way, I mean, we'd love for you to do it with us. So go to shepodcast.com/register, buy your tickets, see us in Arizona. We're also going to be very shortly announcing scholarship applications. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
So what happened to shepodcast.com/live? Is that not a thing?
It is a thing.
Okay. Why did you say shepodcast.com/register?
Because that's where you buy tickets.
All right. Well, there you go. shepodcast.com/register. Shortcut to the ticket.
You can go to live, but registers right to the ticket. Right to the tickets.
Right to the tickets. We should do like everybody that happens to not be there live for the pajama party needs to obviously be wearing PJs at home and experiencing at least
Agree.
Through time and space. Just put your pajamas on.
We are looking into live streaming options for the main stage.
Do a little ritual for yourself.
We might be able to do live stream from the main stage. If that's the case, then yes, please wear your pajamas and join us. We're just finalizing the details about it. It's kind of complicated, yes, as you can imagine.
All the time. So, mm-hmm. All the crazies. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're trying.
Oh, my God. Oh, so the Latino Podcast Listener Report. You all need to do that.
Yes.
This is happening this week.
Yes.
It is, I believe it is, it's on the 16th of September, which is Thursday at 2 p.m. So you'll be getting this show after this event has happened, but there will be a link in the show notes where you could still sign, well, not sign up really, but where I'm going to update the link in the show notes so that you get the report itself. Mm-hmm. And you get the information that was released. And I had an opportunity to, so I'm going to be co-hosting that. I will be co-hosting the Latino Podcaster, and it's actually Latino Podcaster Non-Listener Report, because they are focusing on non-listeners for this event. And it is mind-blowing, Jess, some of the conversations that really stemmed from interviewing, because here's the thing, they had the data. So they had a survey. Edison had a survey on all of this information, but they also had interviews. So Gabe, who is essentially the lead that conducted a lot of the research, had interviews, one-on-one interviews with people who said were Latino. So these are Latino people who live in the United States and are either Spanish only speakers, both bilingual or English speakers only, or they are newly like first generation or immigrants or second or third generation, like all of that stuff. But they're all self-identified as U.S. Latino. So they're living in the United States. And so the folks that he had an interview with were all people who said they are non-listeners to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down the rabbit hole of asking, like, do you know what a podcast is? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you listen to podcasts? And so some of the interviews are them telling you what a podcast is, which is so amazing. Y'all need to show up. And then there's stuff where they made them listen. So they made them listen to a podcast and they listened to it and then they responded. Then they just said, like, oh, I didn't know that was a podcast. And so they had live feedback on tape about what they thought a podcast was.
Wow.
And what it wasn't. It is eye-opening, because even though it's a very specific demographic, I really don't think that that the majority of the information that you heard is applicable to about 90% of non-listeners. There is the 10% that is for sure very much about people who sound like me, people who speak Spanish or bilingual stuff or language or, you know, something very specific to country and all of that stuff, which, duh. But it's a Latino podcast or listener report. But other than that, though, the rest of the information is all, I guarantee you, the majority of folks are going to be going, oh,
yeah,
I had no idea. And then so it'll make you open your eyes and kind of stop. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait. We had a really great time talking about this. So
yay.
I'm super excited. Yay.
That's super awesome. Let's see. Is there anything else?
So yes, that's it. And also I was featured in a magazine, Jess. Have you seen my feature?
Yes. Hispanic magazine? Living.
Did you see my picture in there?
I saw. Didn't I? You show us. Show us your picture.
It's on the thing. It's on our show notes. It should be in there.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my God.
See, look at that.
Number five.
That's, I am number
so
five.
Cool. Look it at you, all cool. You hotties. Wow.
It is really great. So if you find it, this
gorgeous
is what I've
woman.
Been looking for, though, Jess. I don't even know, like, if somebody finds Hispanic living, you know,
like
in real life
out?
Somewhere, take a picture.
Okay.
It has America Ferrera on the cover. Take a picture of it, because I want to, you know, I mean, that's kind of fun. I think that's when you see it out in the world where it's not in your face and it lives not in the internet. I think that's awesome. So I'm very excited. Thank you, Jalaika Lantigua Williams, for all the feature and for like really helping all of us out get seen and heard in this way. So yay.
Yay.
Yay, yay. Oh my God.
All right, all right, all right. I think that's it today. We've totally tucked your ear off. It's time for us to slay. All right.
It's time.
Thank you so much for listening to She Podcasts. If you want to find us on social, you are welcome to do so. Elsie will not bother you, I promise. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at She Podcasts. You can also email us feedback@shepodcast.com, and you can find all the links to the stuff we talked about today on our show notes, which is at shepodcasts.com. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Mean it.
Bye.